about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm looking at right now pictures of a drive-through funeral parlor. Have you guys heard of these? Apparently, they're pretty common where there's a funeral home and the body is placed up against a glass wall. And then what happens is you could actually drive through and say your respects without actually going in. This one I'm particularly looking at is Adams Funeral Home in Los Angeles. And you actually see cars drive by. I put pictures up on my Facebook page if you want to see that. And I mean, you know, I mean, the people look sad. The body looks nice. It's a funeral parlor. It's just you could drive through. All right. Office manager Denise Knowles Bragg said it's all about convenience. She points out that the parlor is good for the elderly who find it difficult to walk and for those who want to make a quick stop and pay their respect during lunch hour. It's also convenient for funerals with many visitors. Huh. I don't know if I, God forbid, would want that. You know, I guess, you know, it just brings me back to memories, you know, when I used to run and I'd be, you know, running outside on the asphalt and, you know, people that would drive by would, you know, yell crude things to me or they would throw, you know, their soft serve or ice cream or, you know, Slurpee at me. And so my only fear is if somebody, you know, let's say who doesn't like my show or, you know, drives by, they'd probably really be messing up the glass. I don't know. I don't know if I want that. No. You know, and then what kind of music are they listening to in the car? I mean, I would have specifications. First, I would say I'd want them to roll down their windows so everybody could hear what type of music they're listening to in the car. Second, it couldn't be any crude type of songs. Okay. I would want it to be lovely. Maybe some classical music. I love the 50s. So I wouldn't mind if there's 50s. I do like some of the old classic rock. I wouldn't mind if they'd be playing that, but it's really important to hear what they're listening to. Now, if they're listening to old versions of the Dr. Dahlia Show, I'm okay with that too. And then I would probably want to make sure they're not eating. I think I would have a problem if somebody was driving by viewing me while eating, you know, because think about it. If they're doing drive-through by lunch, they could be, you know, noshing all their French fries. I'd have a problem with that because you are not allowed to eat in the funeral parlor. You're not allowed to bring food. So those would be my stipulations. Yeah, yeah, that'd be it. Adams Funeral Home, drive-through viewing, 6 to 8 p.m. All right, well, that's what we got there. Yeah, I put on Facebook, and people are like, really? That they happen all the time. I've never seen that. All right, we have a lot to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. I guess I want to talk about there's a new Alzheimer's breakthrough that they discovered in mice. They were actually able to reverse Alzheimer's in mice. This is probably one of the closest things yet they've gotten. So this is pretty cool. We're also going to talk about how if you smoke marijuana within just 3 hours of driving, you could double your risk of serious injury. Also some kind of cool nature news. There was a television news anchor who was bit by a dog on air. You guys heard about that? So we're going to kind of talk about the most dangerous dogs and what you should not do with the dog that you don't know. Yeah, apparently it needs some time and specification. But I want to hear from you. Let's go to the phone lines. I think Donovan has a call. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Doc, how you doing? This is one of your faithful trucker listeners.
Oh,
you know, I just
had
a question, and you've answered several of my questions before. And this question is something that I've wondered since I've been a kid, and I'm 58 years old now, and it just occurred to me again this morning. what causes different, I don't know how to put this, what causes different pieces of feces, to, some to float, some to sink? Is that a sign of your digestion?
Mm-hmm.
And what does it mean when they float? And what does it mean when they sink? What makes them float? What makes them sink?
That's right.
This is something, like I said, been bugging me for a long time. So if you could answer this question, it would ease my worried mind. Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
No, thank you. All right. No, yeah, we definitely want to ease your worried mind. I don't want you worried about poops. All right. Dr. Oz did a phenomenal segment on stool and S-shaped and colors. So I could kind of review with you those. But basically, if your stool floats, it's because there's more air. It's a lighter stool. If it sinks to the bottom and hits hard like a rock, that could be more of a constipation issue. Now, I had posted on my Facebook a while back, and I just put it up right now as we spoke, the Bristol stool chart. Okay, I guess some gentleman named Bristol came up with this. Honestly, I don't understand why I don't come up with these ideas first. Can you imagine the Dahlia stool chart? I could make millions. And the Bristol stool chart, all right, you guys are going to probably want to put your food down for this one. Okay, put your food down. All right, there's type 1 through 7. Type 1 are the hard pellets, the real hard pellets. Type 2 is where it's sausagey, kind of look like some looks like a Mounds Almond Joy. Number 3 is a sausage one, but there's only some cracks in the surface, not lumpy. Number 4 is where it's kind of smooth and snake-like. I'm going to vomit. I don't know if I could get through this. Number 5 is where you kind of have some soft blobs. All right. Number 6 is fluffy pieces that float, a little bit mushy, ragged edges. And then type 7, all water. All right. So your lower ones are like 1 and 2, maybe 3, are signs of constipation. Now, we've talked about stool, why it's hard. Because remember, the job of your colon is to suck the fluid out, the water, to retain your body's water. So if you have diarrhea, like 6 and 7 on the Bristol chart, that's a sign of too much water and lack of stool having time to be in the colon. So don't go away. We're going to plunge right into the colon when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. A big thanks to Donovan, who is working the dials. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And a big thanks to you for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. Anything you want to call, ask about, touch upon. Right now, we are diving into stool. All right. Caller had asked, what should our stool look like? What does it mean if it floats? Now, keep in mind, you have a lot of gas. You have gas in your intestines because you swallow air. You have gas because of the way you have these mass movements and there's air trapping. And we've all heard the sounds of the air in our colon. I mean, very common sounds. But there's bacteria in your colon that produce gas. Gas-producing bacteria, very common. And these can also, depending on if you have an infection, etc., can make your stool more buoyant. Now, just because your stool floats doesn't mean you have something wrong with you, okay? If your stool has always floated and never sunk to the bottom, you know, most doctors don't have a problem with that. When we have a problem with your stool is if something changes. Okay. For example, we're talking about the Bristol stool chart. And again, I put that up on my Facebook page. I just recommend, you know, just put your food down before you take a look at it. And we're talking about how the first couple types was really hard and pellety and lumpy and almond joy mounds. You know, almond joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. You know, it really looks like a Mounds bar. Those are too constipated. I'm not a big fan of those stools. Whereas type 6 and 7, which are really mushy and fluffy and liquidy, or more diarrhea. Again, not enough time for the stool to be in the colon, for it to suck out the fluid and the water, and for it to compress and make stool. The longer stool stays in the colon, the harder it gets. So your type 3, 4, and 5, kind of sausagey, snake-like, are your healthiest. And many of you who have been following Dr. Oz, he had brought up how probably your S-shaped stool is your better type stool. You know, people will call me or write me and say, my stool is soft serve. How soft serve? I mean, soft serve is fine. I'd be worried if it looked like strawberry or tutti frutti, but if it looks like chocolate soft serve, I'm okay with that. You know, kind of the S, circular, coming out easy. Those are fine. Those are fine. All right. Now, when you get evaluated for a colonoscopy, your gastroenterologist will ask you, do you have pencil-like stools? Are your stools thin like pencils? And you'll say, well, I don't know. I don't use pencils. I tweet. And, and, you know, you'll have to think back to your school days when we actually used pencils. I mean, come to think of it, I don't think I've used a pencil in decades. Isn't that crazy? You know what I remember using? You know, I remember those Eraser Mate pens. Remember you could erase ink? Eraser Mate pens came out, and it would be blue ink with an eraser, and we were so excited, and then we realized it did a real crappy job, and then our teacher said, no eraser pens. Get your pencil back. And then came the Sharpie. I have to tell you, my favorite writing utensil is the Sharpie, especially the thick font Sharpie. Okay, we digress. Okay, pencil stools. The reason why that's a concern if you have a pencil stool is, what if your stool is supposed to be soft serve, right, high up, and you have a mass in the rectum or a mass in your sigmoid colon? It's going to, like Play-Doh, compress it down. And so if your stool comes out really, really thin with a tiny diameter, that could be because you have a blockage up above. Now, keep in mind, hemorrhoids can do that too. If you are full of the venous hemorrhoids in your rectum, your internal hemorrhoids, then that could take whatever soft serve is coming and squeeze it down into a just like Play-Doh. You know, you guys stick Play-Doh into the plastic toy and then it comes out, but it'll come out thinner. Think of it that way. So that's why a gastroenterologist is going to want to take a peek, because why are your stools coming out so thin? Keep in mind, your gastroenterologist knows what the size of your colon is. Okay, that's what he does. He eats, sleeps, breathes colons. So he knows that. The pencil is not the size of your colon. Your colon is probably the size of, I would say, okay, and again, I'm trying to look, but it's hard because, you know, I'm on air. I would say, you know, when you shoot stick, you're shooting pool, billiards or whatever, I call it shooting stick. The end, the round bottom end, the girthy end of your pool stick is, I believe, the width of your colon. That's, yeah. Yeah, okay. No, don't try to fit it in there. No. Just take my word for it. So you can see a pencil too thin. Pencil way too thin. Okay. So we talked about floating stools, probably due to gas. All right. We talked about what your stool should look at. Now, what about, people will say, okay, well, my stool stinks. Now, in medical school, we would giggle about this because they would say, all right, you have a 35-year-old patient who complains of foul-smelling stools. Like, well, I mean, I'm sorry, all stool smells foul. You know, and then of course somebody in my class would say, my poop doesn't stink. And we're like, oh, please, it does. Trust me, every time you bend over, we smell it. So, you know, okay, so how do you tell if your stool is foul smelling or not? Thank God this is a radio show, because you guys can't send the samples. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. No, we don't take stool samples on the Dr. Dahlia Show. It's the change. That matters. Doctors are worried about the change. You could be a skinny guy. You could be a heavy guy. You could have a lot of hair. You could have thin hair. But if the hair changes, if your weight changes, if the smell of your stool changes, that's when we raise an eyebrow, right? And hold our nose. So if, you know, all along your stool's like, all right, that's my smell, and all of a sudden you have a different smell, that could signify something could be going on. It could be an infection, a pancreas issue. Maybe you're not eating enough fiber. Stool colors. Dr. Oz spent a significant amount of time on stool colors. And I like the fact that he brought this up because people will say, well, Dahlia, my stool is green or my stool is black. Sometimes your green or yellowish stool or even pale stool could be bile. You could be having gallbladder problems or bile issues and also fat in your stool. There's certain GI conditions that will elicit lack of digestive aspects to your food in the stool and be a signal that you have an issue with your biliary tree or your bile duct, pancreas, etc. So if your stool starts changing colors, that's important. Now, Super Bowl Sunday, I had spinach dip, okay? Now, it's been how many days? Stool's still green, okay? I know, too much information. But sometimes if your body's not used to eating something green, that your stool can be green. Another thing, one of our local bakeries makes a Cookie Monster cake. Now, this Cookie Monster cake, it has the googly eyes, but it has the dark blue food coloring. When I give my family Cookie Monster cake for a birthday or something, for the whole week, they are coming in screaming that their stool looks funny. Again, food coloring. So, again, you have to check your stools, right? And then you have to think back, what did I eat? Now, if there's blood, if your stool is red, brick blood, I don't like that. That's a lower GI bleed, could be hemorrhoids, ulceration, tumor. I don't like blood. If your stool is black, that could be blood also, but that could be blood higher up, blood that's already been oxidized, like if you have an ulcer. By the time your ulcer blood, if it's a slow bleed, gets down the colon and out into the toilet, it could be black. Now, I've had some people with a very severe bleeding ulcer, it just comes out blood because the transit time is shortened. But black stool and red stool, I don't like. All right? Now, some people will say, I have a lot of mucus. I really hope none of you are eating lunch or dinner at this time. I have a lot of mucus. Mucus could be because you're constipated. You know, your body's trying to lubricate the path. So you start to build up because people say, Dahlia, Dr. Dahlia, I can't poop. All I get is mucus. Well, that could be a sign of constipation. Now, again, I don't want you to diagnose yourself. All right. We've talked about pellets. We've talked about hard stools, mounds, Almond Joys, Reese's. Okay. We've talked about all these. Oh, I know. Hershey's now have those chocolate drops. Those are yummy. Not a good look for your stool, but they're yummy. They're Hershey's chocolate drops. Ooh, Kisses. Hershey Kisses. Can't have Hershey Kisses poo-poo. No, no. Hershey Kisses poo-poo, not a healthy type of poo-poo. The key and the moral to this very long and drawn-out segment that's going to end, God willing, really soon, is if you have a change in your stool, you need to have your doctor take a peek at it, okay? And if you don't want to bring it into your doctor, and your doctor may not want to look at it, they may suggest that a gastroenterologist goes in and takes a peek, okay? It is not for you to decide, you know, what the color is, how much blood is in there, and look at your poop. You know, I've talked about flushing and running to not breathe in the germs from the toilet, but you flush and run after you examine the stool. Make sure you see what comes out of you, okay? Don't just cover your eyes and be blindfolded. Okay, when we come back, let's talk about dogs, the most dangerous dogs. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assists in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know some of you would rather listen to the music. I am so happy. I want to give a big thanks to George and Kyle and Donovan for getting our music back. Love rocking and rolling while I do the show. Plus, it wakes you up just in case my content puts you to sleep. Okay, let's go right to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Pam on the line. Pam, how you doing, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What's going on tonight?
I was recently, last week, diagnosed with something called a granular cell tumor of the esophagus.
Okay.
And the doctors that I see here, the gastroenterologists, have not only never seen one before, they've actually never heard of them before.
Ooh, it's rare. Yeah, those are rare. Okay.
Something like fewer than 200 people have ever been reported. So I'm wondering what you know about it.
Okay. Usually they're benign. Did they take a biopsy of it?
They did, and it is benign, but supposedly it's the only kind of esophageal tumor that can turn malignant
right. Based
on size. And so I'm just kind of, you know, they did a biopsy. They don't know that they got it all. They now want me to go, you know, to UCLA and
get, and have yeah,
more
exactly,
treatment.
Yeah. Okay, and you live in Las Vegas?
I do.
Right, yeah. Unfortunately, still a lot of the fancy-schmancy GI type of work that has to be done, I'm hearing more and more we're sending to UCLA. All right, from what I understand, I have never seen a malignant one. I know there's a potential, but usually these granular cell tumors, they take them out. Now, originally when they first come out, they were saying, well, are they infectious? Are they hypertrophic because of acid? It's actually, they are little tumors. I mean, they grew because of a certain cell growth, but they're usually found accidentally. Many of these don't get big enough to clog your esophagus, so that's why people don't come in saying, oh, I have something wrong. The doctor goes and finds it and says, oh, you got a granular cell tumor. These things are so rare, they're found accidentally, but because they've been found and they are tumorous, where they act like tumors, you know, we take them out and we classify them, etc. Very rarely, though, they can be malignant, but I don't even think they do radiation or chemo. I think they just do a wider excision of these, and they just take it out, and then they'll probably scope you and keep an eye. Now, can I ask you, if they found it, what was the original reason for them doing a scope on you?
I was having something called esophageal spasms, and it was once in a while, but then they started to increase to quite often, and so they wanted to scope to see if there was something going on, and exactly what you said, it was accidentally found when they were doing a scope for something else.
Okay. Okay. So good, good. So it's not like that was causing an issue. Now,
I don't believe so.
Yeah, and usually these granular cell tumors come from, we think, granulocytes or some of the components that make some of the lining. So the only concern you could have as a patient is, okay, well, great, it's benign. They take it out. Am I going to grow another one? Why did I grow this first one? Am I going to grow another one? But again, they're probably going to scope you and keep an eye on you. I mean, from what I understand, it's like less than 5% chance of it even coming back. But like I said, usually they're benign. If they don't think they got it all, they will probably, like I said, do a little bit of a wider excision, make sure all the tissue is fine, and go from there. I mean, not the most fun way to plan a trip to L.A., but it should be done because, again, just in case there's that 0.001% chance there could be some malignant aspect to it.
Do you think it would be followed up endoscopically, should be followed up endoscopically on a regular basis?
Yes. Yeah. All right. From what I understand. Now, again, I'm not a GI doctor, but from what I understand, I don't think they're going to CAT scan you or CT you. I think because they found it endoscopically, because remember, these things are exophytic or endophytic, how they go into your canal of your esophagus. They don't usually grow outside the canal. See what I mean? You know, when you scope, you're only seeing the inside of the esophagus. You're not seeing the outside. These things usually are inside the esophagus. So I believe they'd probably just follow you up with that. Keep in mind, though, all right, I don't have the gastroenterology expertise like these UCLA doctors do. If they say, I want a CAT scan, then that's news to me. And great, call me up or email me. Let me know what they decide. But from what I understand, these things are benign. They show up every once in a blue moon. They take them out, and they'll probably keep an eye on you and go back in and take a look.
Yeah, they said they might want to do something called an endoscopic ultrasound.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you've been ultrasounded before, right?
Yeah,
where they use ultrasound waves
outside of the body.
Yeah. Yeah. So how they would do that, some people actually get some sort of endoscopic ultrasound when they get a TEE to look at their heart. Some people get an inside ultrasound. It gives a closer look. It's sound waves, so you're not getting any radiation. Very easy to do, and it bounces the sound waves off. So then if there is a little bit of a cyst or something popping up, they could pick it up. It's not as traumatic as it sounds. I love the idea of ultrasound because there's no blades and there's no radiation.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, great.
Okay. No, great. And then if you do ever have, I'm going to look up, my favorite websites are Mayo Clinic, Medscape. Email me if you have any trouble finding any websites that have good information. I'll look over the next couple of days and email them back to you, okay? My email's on my website at drdahlia.com.
Excellent.
All right.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No, Pam, good luck with this and keep me posted on what's going on, okay? Great. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show here. Great. It's frustrating when you get a diagnosis and the doctor says, wow, You know, I haven't seen this. But I don't know if you guys remember my show yesterday. I think it was in the second or third hour. We were talking about how a survey came out saying doctors aren't being open with patients. They're lying. They're, you know, we doctors are such bad guys. We're lying. We're being overly optimistic. This is a great example of a doctor who said, wow, I've never seen this. Okay, thank you for being honest. And thank you for telling Pam, after treating her, that you're going to get her in with somebody who's more experienced than you. That's exactly what doctors should be doing. And you're going to see throughout this week these little news bits about how doctors are this and doctors are that. But it sounds like what Pam's doctor did was exactly right on the money. If you don't know, say you don't know. All right, just call it and then get yourself in or get the patient in to where a specialist is. Now, I live in the Las Vegas area. We have absolutely phenomenal doctors. We have a great teaching hospital. But because we're so close to UCLA, many of the fancy schmancy type of procedures that we do, like esophageal cancer resection, pancreatic tumor resection, etc., we use UCLA. It's so close by. Why not? Hopefully Las Vegas will have the same amount of, hospitals and teaching facilities that LA does. But for now, we have LA. It's very easy to use. But it shouldn't reflect on the type of academia we have out here in Vegas, because we got some phenomenal doctors. And good for Pam for having a good doctor that found that. Okay. Now, we still want to hear from you. If you want to call in, call it 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I want to talk about this TV anchor in Denver, Colorado, beautiful woman, Kyle Geyer. Now, she was doing one of these feel-good stories where apparently she had been at the station for about 15 years, and the story she was going to be covering was this dog, Warrior Maximus. I think it was a Mastiff, if I remember correctly. Well, anyway, this dog, all right, had, I guess, been rescued by, I believe, firemen, because what had happened, it had fell into an icy pond, I guess, was there for about 20 minutes. The rescuers saved the dog, so it was a beautiful story, just absolutely beautiful, heartwarming story. Well, she's sitting there rubbing the dog. She's, being very gentle, holding the dog under the chin, petting the dog on the head. The dog is looking like it's loving it. The dog is looking like it's in heaven. And as she leans into the dog, he just, within milliseconds, snaps, bites her face. Now, there's video footage of what happened. She's now in the hospital. But I just kind of want to talk about some of the most dangerous dogs and how really we need to approach the dog. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now, it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free urban survival mini course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Right back to the bone. We are talking about the most dangerous dogs. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Please, by the way, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia so I could give you up-to-the-date updates as well as any minutia I feel like throwing out there. Follow me on Facebook. And, of course, call in anytime with your questions or comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we're talking about this Colorado TV anchor who was bit in the face. The dog just snapped, bit her face. She's going to be out for weeks, has been hospitalized, underwent reconstructive surgery. It was less than a second, the assault, and nobody saw that coming. Nobody saw it coming. I don't have the YouTube clip available yet, and it's they actually cut it off. You see her actually get thrown down when the dog snaps at her face. So I haven't seen any clip of how much damage there is. But absolutely frightening. And I was thinking, well, mastiffs, are those some of the more kind of dangerous, hostile dogs? No. You know, when you look up these lists of dogs, usually they all kind of, you know, right off the bat, they talk about Rottweiler and pit bulls. Okay, yeah, we know about that. Rottweilers, pit bulls, Dobermans, Boxers, Dalmatians, they say could be pretty dangerous. Dalmatians are interesting. They come from Croatia. I thought that was pretty cool. All right, and then Chow Chow. Now, I hope I'm pronouncing this right. The Presa Canarios, they call them Presas. Those are on the list. We already talked about Boxer. We talked about Doberman Pinschers. Oh, Alaskan Malamutes and Siberian Huskies. I had one beautiful, beautiful dog, our Siberian Husky, but apparently they are considered dangerous. They also say German Shepherds. Your German Shepherds could probably surprise your kids and family. But still, the top dogs that we really are the most concerned about are pit bulls and Rottweilers. Those are the ones where you hear most attacks by. Now, again, like I said, she was just petting a Mastiff. Now, dog care and precaution. All right. Remember I spent time on bears, how you need to be careful approaching a bear? Well, I found a great site that talked about dog behavior. This is called petsource.org. Okay. This may not apply to what happened with the TV anchor, but it may and will relate it. But let's just say, again, there's a strange dog and you can't tell if they're friendly. Well, remember, if a dog is happy with you, their tail will be wagging. You know, there'll be a lot of body language, et cetera. With this particular case, with this Mastiff that was in the TV studio, you know, he was sitting. So you really couldn't tell much about the tail. And also remember, he was also probably psychologically traumatized because he had almost drowned in an icy lake. So just because a human saved him doesn't mean he likes humans. I mean, he probably just wanted to go and, you know, be alone, meditate, don't ask. All right, so you couldn't really tell if the dog was friendly. The dog looked like he was breathing. You saw his jowls. You saw his teeth. He looked happy, but you didn't see the tail wagging. You couldn't really tell his attitude. Not the best thing to do. Sometimes you want to let the dog, you know, stand up and see how they look. If, let's say, there's a strange dog in the vicinity and you don't know, right, and the dog sees you, maybe not, you don't want to make loud noises. You don't want to be like, hey, dog, very soft noises, talk quietly. You don't really want to startle and you don't want to scare them. Whereas remember with bears, we were saying, okay, sing or talk to your buddies. You know, just let them know it's just everyday run-of-the-mill human type stuff. Now, if a bear starts to attack you, you could scream. But for the most part, singing soft. If you are going to approach a dog, very slowly. Make it look like you're not really, you know, trying to go to him. All right? Maybe kind of move in a half crouch. Kind of go towards the dog's level, but be very, very attentive. You don't want him to think you're trying to, mount him or trying to attack him. Do not get on your hands and knees, because if you do need to leave, you can't. That's very hard to get up, especially me. My knee arthritis is so bad, I need help getting up. Make sure you are no closer than 10, 15 feet away from the dog, because you're trying to kind of get a awareness of what this dog wants. And again, be patient. Just kind of stand there. You know, if the dog wants to be near you, he'll come near you. All right, even if it's a friendly dog, the dog will come up to you if it's a friendly dog. Okay? Again, if you want to call him over, soothing voice, etc. Okay? Now, if he does come up to meet you, etc., again, don't be then, yay, my poopsie, with your arms throwing out. No. Remember, dogs don't understand humans. Some dogs are very smart, and the dog that you grew up with may know you, but a new type of dog, that they could think that's a threatening gesture. So, again, you need to be careful. In this particular case, with the TV anchor, I think she leaned in, right, to nuzzle him. Now, humans like to nuzzle, okay? Even your kitty cats like to nuzzle. My kitty cats, if they like you, well, cats will sniff each other's butts. Dogs will sniff your butt. But cats will maybe nuzzle up towards you. Okay, dogs may not like that. If you're bringing your face in to a dog, they may not get that. So I think what happened is this TV anchor leaned in with her face. Boom, it bit. Again, it thought that was aggression. All right, you could put your hand out there. I wouldn't use the hand you write with, just in case. I'm right-handed. I put my left hand out there. Just kind of let him sniff it, But another thing, too, is watch your eye contact, okay? If the dog is going to watch you and look you in the eye, sometimes if you look away, like, no big thing, that's a sign that you're not going to be aggressive, all right? But what if the dog is looking at you? Okay, this dog was keeping very close eye contact with this TV anchor. It's a real interesting footage. You need to see it. I got to figure out how to get that up on my website if I can. He was looking right at her eyes. Sometimes that's a sign. It's a sign of wanting to attack. Shrill barking could be a sign the dog wants to attack. Teeth being bared, with or without growling. You saw this dog's teeth. Now, to us, we're like, oh, the dog's a happy dog smiling. No, that dog could have been ready to attack. Hackles raised, if he's staring directly at your eye, crouching, muscles tensed, tail rigid between the legs. That's why you always watch a tail. If, of course, standing with muscles, sometimes like your pointer dogs, that tail points, very rigid. If their ears go flat, if they come towards you with their head lowered, that could be an issue. Now, of course, if the dog starts to circle you, wants to get behind you, okay, that could be a mode of attack. All right, these, dogs are smart. Okay, my yellow lab, stupid dog, but that's not all dogs, okay? Most dogs are pretty, pretty smart, especially if they want to attack you. So let's say you're just walking around and a strange dog approaches you. Just stop. Just don't move. Just stop. Speak softly, like, hey, how you doing? Right? Snoopy, I don't know, whatever you want to say. Get a feel for what the dog's attitude is. Okay, if you think he's friendly, you could crouch down, but do not get on your hands and knees. A lot of us, we fall to our hands and knees to do lovey-dovey and nuzzle. No, no hands and knees. Even if you think the dog is calm. Look, this TV anchor thought the dog was calm. No, and she was on her hands and knees, too. Okay, if he seems agitated again, you don't have to go down and do kissy-kissy. Okay, if he tries to circle, get behind you. Pivot slowly. Always face the dog. Now, you don't have to kind of do a karate type of hold, or spin, roundhouse kick, but just pivot slowly, okay? Don't move your arms and legs. Just kind of keep an eye on him. Have your eyes on him. Never turn your back on a dog that's moving towards you. You don't need to panic and run. Remember, these dogs can run a heck of a lot faster than you, okay? Wait until he stops moving. When he stops moving, then you could move. You could back away slowly. If he moves again, you stop. Okay? And then if the dog is starting to come towards you, all right, and you aren't sure, again, be careful about how you fight. They say don't start kicking and punching a dog. Remember, the dog is going to jump up and try for your head and try for your neck. So make sure you have some sort of protection. Okay? I mean, again, just protect your face and neck. That's common sense. All right, that's it with the dogs, Deputy Dog. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. If you can stay tuned, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If not, have a great rest of the way home.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.